We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation, a two-hour book interview with the authors Jerry Dunleavy and James Hassan. Their new book is Cabal, the untold story of Biden's fiasco and the American warriors who fought to the end. I include Jerry's identification of the airport choice and how that led to catastrophe, not the K-Faya in the middle of the city of Kabul, but Bagram, the airport 40 kilometers or so outside of town that would have been secure to evacuate as many people as possible. The Taliban would not have been able to penetrate it even slightly. A very secure base. And what the opening up of Bagram to the Taliban and the releasing of the prisoners who were held there meant was the man who would carry out the suicide bombing that killed American soldiers and many, many, many Afghanistan citizens trying to get away. That man, well, you'll hear it. He would never have been there if Bagram had been kept for the American evacuation. Here's Jerry Dunleavy explaining. There's much more to the story, but this is especially deeply sad.
Yeah. So the acronym HKIA, Hamid Karzai International Airport, often called HKIA. This is an airport in the middle of Kabul, and this is the place that the Biden administration had chosen to do its evacuation from. So we should have chosen Bagram, and the State Department, in fact, was warned even by the Command Sergeant Major at Bagram that to do a NEO, an evacuation through Kabul Airport would be a disaster, that it should be done through Bagram. But because of President Biden's decisions, we shutter Bagram, we have to do the evacuation through Kabul Airport. Well, now when Ghani flees, the Afghan government collapses, and the Taliban walks into Kabul, now we have to do an evacuation through Kabul Airport. But we have to do it with the Taliban in charge and with reliance on the Taliban right outside the gates of HKIA. And so and keep in mind, President Biden, in his mind, he tried to reduce our U.S. military footprint to something like 600 troops. That was not nearly enough to maintain order. And you see that in those dramatic scenes when the airport was overrun in those early days of mid-August 2021, tens of thousands of Afghans trying to flee the country, the scenes of Afghans clinging to planes, and even as planes take off, Afghans falling to their deaths. We call that it's called the Night of the Zombies in our book. And it was a terrible, terrible situation. Because of Biden's decision to reduce U.S. troops to that level, the Taliban is able to walk into Kabul. All that we have is the airport, and we have to flow now 5,000 to 6,000 troops back in. And now these U.S. service members are tasked with getting out thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of Afghan allies and others, all while the Taliban is right outside the gates. And the Taliban is sometimes turning Americans away from the gates, sometimes beating Americans, turning our Afghan allies away, beating our Afghan allies, sometimes killing Afghans within full view of some of the Marines in the in sniper towers. And at the same time, we have a massive ISIS-K threat as well, because the first thing that the Taliban did when they took over Bagram on August 15th is they opened the doors to the prisons at Bagram. And those prisons held something like 2,000 ISIS-K terrorists, dozens of al-Qaeda terrorists, and thousands of Taliban fighters. And they opened those doors. And among those ISIS-K prisoners who were freed was the man named Abdulrahman al-Laghari, who would go on to carry out that terrorist attack at Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport on August 26th. And so the simple matter is that keeping Bagram was smart for about 10,000 different reasons. But one simple fact is that if we had just held on to Bagram, the suicide bomber who killed those Americans and killed those Afghan civilians, he would have been sitting behind bars rather than being able to carry out a terrorist attack.
Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.